As we begin the season of Advent, I'm mindful of these 4 weeks and the themes the church gives us to ponder in these 4 weeks. Themes of hope, peace, joy, and love. And so this week I'm going to focus on hope, which is represented by the first candle in the Advent wreath. And I think it's a good time to do that. Holidays and Thanksgiving and all these things, it can be a joy, but it can also be a struggle in many different ways. And as the night grows longer, it can be a time, there's actually a word for it, where people get sad during the winter because of less sunlight. So in this time, the Lord wants to communicate hope. So three questions. What is the source of hope? What is the source of despair? And what does God want to do for you? The source of hope, despair, and what does God want to do for you? So first, what is the source of hope? If we read the Catechism in paragraph 1817, we hear that hope is a theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness. And the following paragraph says, the virtue of hope responds to the aspiration to happiness which God has placed in the hearts of every man. And so we start hope. That source of hope is God. The Lord gives you that desire for more. That is what the kingdom of heaven and eternal life is. Is that this desire that cannot be filled in this world despite our best efforts. And we do, and we try, we do. But also beautiful. Hope is a response to the aspiration of happiness God has placed in your heart. He doesn't give you a desire that cannot be fulfilled. But he doesn't just give a desire for temporary happiness, it's eternal happiness. So God is a source of our hope, and that's clear in today's first reading. That we hear, in days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain. All nations shall stream toward it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain. It's this beautiful image of hope that the Lord raises up, symbolic in Jerusalem, the city where God will give his hope. And how God will do something. He will bring together all these nations, all these peoples that are divided. He will do something that you and I cannot possibly do. So God is a source of our hope. What is a source of despair? So let's look at the second reading. Paul is inviting the Roman Christian community, many of them Jews who converted. He says, you know the time, it is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. For our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Let us throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy. So it's interesting that you're asking the question, what is the source of despair? It's not anything out there. As often and as frequently as we want to point out there and say, that's my problem in my life. Whether it's the government, whether it's the economy, whether it's my boss, whether it's my teacher, whether it's the weather, whether it's this or that thing. Paul is inviting us to consider, what choices do I make that rob my hope? Not something out there, but it's a choice I make. I'm just reflecting on that. You know how, reflecting that we have a gift of technology, but how often does that gift lead us, right? They don't call it hope scrolling, right? The choices we make with our technology, where we end up with less hope than when we started off with. Okay. Okay, but we choose those things. So third, what does God want to do for you? Today's gospel, yes, certainly about the end of the world. And the Lord wants you to be ready when you come to your judgment day, whether that's in your life or whether that's a judgment day of the world. He wants you to be ready. Now is the day to be ready. But I'd like to interpret this. A little twist on this. Two times Jesus says, you do not know on which day your Lord will come. And then at the end of the gospel he says, so too you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come. I think of that in the context of the Christian life and our desire for God. How many in this church right now are desiring to experience God in a new way, right? We talk frequently about this God who is alive, who is real, who changes lives, who can bring the utterly hopeless, who is the God of hope in hopeless situations. But how many here perhaps are longing for that, have not yet experienced, right? The Father's love we talk about, those who feel without love, or the power of the Holy Spirit, those who feel powerless, or our Jesus who breaks every chain, and how many feel in bondage. What if the Lord is saying, at an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come? That means God wants to show up, and it might be unexpected in your life. I believe the Lord wants to. Do we want Him to? That's the first question, right? Okay, so source of hope, despair, what does God want to do for you? What can we do? Just focus on three actions we can take. These are related to paths of renewal in the parish. So if in that first reading, God bringing together our disconnected human family, right? You experience that disconnection at your Thanksgiving dinner, perhaps. Where is God bringing people together? I'd like to suggest the program that we're going to be starting in January called Alpha. As I've been promoting this program, this is an effective way to bring connection in parish and church communities. Alpha, when it began in London. Every time they open up a new Alpha, you have a line of hundreds of people, and most of them under 30, under 40, young people. How is that possible? Again, God can do these amazing things. He can bring young people lining up at church. And the formula, it's too good to be true. It's too simple to be true. It's two really easy things that provide an essential third that everyone wants in this life, but so few of us are actually getting. The formula is a good meal, a good video, and good conversation that leads to connection at these tables with fellow parishioners. Many of us are longing and needing connection, and we don't know how to get it, right? Our phones seem to frustrate connection more than they help foster connection. We're the most connected and most disconnected peoples in human history. But Alpha, again, a simple formula, a meal plus a video leads to connection through that community. So I'm going to be promoting that at the end of Mass, which starts January 7th, something to consider. God bringing people together, and that is hopeful. Okay, source of despair, what can you do? That's just quite simple. What's a simple step you can take to respond to the despair in your life? Paul lists six activities, destructive activities. But you don't have to focus on all the things. Just what is one thing you can do? I love the phrases of the 12-step programs. Just do the next right thing. One day at a time. Easy does it. That's why I'd like to suggest one action that can help bring hope in your life, and that's the sacrament of confession. This Wednesday, we're going to have a penance service here at St. Teresa at 6:30 p.m. with visiting priests, random priests, priests you'll never see again, the best confession you'll ever have. All it takes is 5 minutes. A 5-minute confession can do wonders for your soul, can do wonders for hope. And if you can't make Wednesday, check out the bulletin. We have penance services all around throughout Advent. But I'm telling you, it's 5 minutes that can change the direction of your lives, can bring hope and help you do, again, the next right thing, one day at a time. Easy does it. Just what's one destructive thing I can pray, help, ask for help? Okay, confession. Second, third, what does God want to do for you? I'm promoting healing events, because when I meet parishioners and they share with me their hearts, they open up the burdens that are burning in their hearts. What I hear is the same thing a lot of us are carrying. We're carrying baggage of our past, emotional, psychological, however you want to call it. We're carrying weights. For many of us, we don't know what to do those. So we have medicating behaviors. We communicate those to our children unwittingly, and our children and all of us, we're becoming basket cases day by day. And so I'm bringing in these healing events because we need them, myself included. I've had powerful experiences of healing. That's why I'm promoting these events. We're going to have a healing retreat, Father Bill Henry, Dr. Janet Constantine, at the end of January. And then we're going to do, and so something for you to consider. But what if Jesus wants to show up at an hour you do not expect? Come on the healing retreat. What if he wants to show up there? Do you want him to show up? Again, that's the question. So next week we're going to have Alpha Pulpit Talks. The following weekend, the 13th and 14th, we're going to do Pulpit Talks for this healing retreat. But right now, we can start with that desire. God wants your happiness. He is a source of happiness. Do I want that? I'm going to conclude with a quote from St. Teresa of Avila. This is from Catechism 1821. Hope, oh my soul, hope. You know neither the day nor the hour. Watch carefully, for everything passes quickly. Even though your impatience makes doubtful what is certain and turns a very short time into a long one, dream that the more you struggle, the more you prove the love that you bear your God, and the more you will rejoice one day with your beloved in a happiness and rapture that can never end. Amen.